crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Edward Zoll, producer of Died Suddenly, the number one film exposing the COVID shots. Jesse Beltran, amazing secret tech researcher, all being vindicated. Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. Talk to us like we're 5 years old. So most listeners get this, but there's millions listening, a lot of them. What are they talking about? What's going on? I have a stack of mainstream news admitting nanotech in the shots since the 60s, the poison year, electrochemical crystal. They're trying to block a galactic transmission so they control you. And I mean, it's all coming out totally wild. So, and then we've got clips from like 20 years ago of guys up with, which I know the documents are real. We'll play a clip coming up talking about all of this then, but it's gone from beta to operational. Just dumb it down and then get into the latest information.
Yeah. So back in the 60s, they were using large RFID chips and implanting them in our soldiers. Then into the 70s and 80s, they became down to the grain of rice. And what they could do with these is they could track you, and they can actually read real live biometric data, where your heart rate, your respirations, your body temperature. And back into the 70s, they could even read your thoughts remotely. Then you get into the 80s and 90s.
And now I'm in an iPhone when you're sleeping, does all that already.
Correct. It does. It's a lot of folks don't realize that your ear pods that you're wearing, all of the bone conduction technology and your phones are reading your
ear. I have clips of World Economic Forum 5 years ago saying standard ear pods are mind controlling you.
Correct.
And reading your thoughts.
Yep. And our whistleblower just disclosed that. He said this is intrusive to your own monologue system. What he's telling you is they could read your thoughts. Everything that you see your brain is transmitting, they capture that data, and they can interpret.
Because, again, machines are just a copy of us. We're electrochemical, too.
Correct.
We're just like a machine, but the more advanced version.
Exactly, yeah. And so, really, what is this about? It stems from Project Artichoke, which led into MKUltra. This is all about the last frontier, the last landmass to conquer, and that's your brain. Once you master and control the human brain, then you have complete control over the globe.
The war on for the mind.
Yep. And that's what we're dealing with. And that's to dumb it down in reality. Now, what they can do with this technology, and we've disclosed the reports, and in fact, a report from our U.S. Congress that says that they could remotely read your thoughts. And then we talked about in 1994, they were already talking about imprinting memory sets, erasing memory sets in a human being. So taking a memory set from one person and imprinting it into another.
In congressional hearings, we have those clips.
Yes. And then where are we at now? It's here. They have full control of the matrix. And that's what we're dealing with. We're now at a time in the human experience where slavery is going to be realized unlike anything anyone can imagine.
And that's Bill Gates' patent. Guys, pull it up. Bill Gates' patent about satellites and the blockchain, where your every move is controlled by that. Have you seen that? I'm sure you've seen that.
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah. And if we go into clip four, where how this system is used for torture, the MI6 agent discloses that.
You confirmed it. He's a real deal. Here it is.
It has been used against me. And in fact, beginning of October in 2016, I had what I then came to understand was a common attack vector, which is that I was at the sink, and I think that's been the case of a number of people who have reported. I was washing my hands, so clearly there is conductive effect, metal, sink, and so on. And then suddenly, I just heard the crackle of electricity around the back of my head, presumably something like the Frey effect, maybe, I don't know. But it was incredibly powerful and it knocked me to the floor. I couldn't breathe. I managed to make it to a different level of the house. And I waited for it to pass. And that was my introduction, let me say, to the alternative version. And that was not by my own government.
You know, Alex, they say that a lot of the elite, a lot of the government, they're afraid to come forward because the intelligence organizations are always threatening them, threatening to hurt them. What Rafe just described is the very weapon that can be used against someone like Melania Trump, against President Trump, against anybody.
And they can put it in your Diet Coke. They don't need to inject it into you.
Correct. And that's what we learned with Dr. Cruz when we just visited him in El Salvador.
We'll get to that in a moment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was actually jaw-dropping.
Oh, you were against the president down there.
He's friends with them. Yeah.
McKellar's invited me down. I'm going to go soon, but yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But what he has to disclose to the world, and he said, Jesse, I hadn't slept for 3 days prior to you coming here because what I have discovered, and I debated whether I was going to tell you guys or tell the world, but I can't anymore. And I have to disclose that. And what we're about to see will tie everything together. Why they have to have this mass control system, being able to track every living organism on the planet. And what Dr. Cruz is speaking about, he's talking about that the data is now showing that we are up on a 6th mass extinction event. And it is quite compelling. And again,
is that the pole shift?
Yes, it has to do with that and what our magnetic protections around the globe and what it's doing in conjunction. Because we're accelerating 5G, 6G, 8G, 9G.
Which is frying the atmosphere.
Yeah. And he says we won't get to 10G because humans will be dead by then.
Which is clear the extermination system is incremental.
Correct. Yeah. And we might as well show it now.
Yeah, here's the clip. Tell them the number, I guess.
We are in a 6th extinction event.
Yep.
That's what's happening. And we're going to be the animals that get taken out first. The animals that are going to survive this event are going to be underneath the ocean. The magnetic shield of Earth protects us from deuterium coming down from space and tritium. You can go from having normal cognition in literally 3 or 4 months to being completely unconscious. The doctors are going to be impotent to fix this. The magnetic shield of the Earth has changed in Siberia 335 nanoteslar in 20 years. Just so you know, that's 320 million years of change prior to this. I didn't think it was possible for the Earth to change this fast. But there is something that's happening to the things that live on top of this planet that are signaling what's going down inside the planet. So what am I telling you? It's happening way faster than even I thought. And I know the government knows this, and I know they're planning for it. That's why they're building a bunker under the White House.
Yeah.
But guess what? The White House is not where you want to be. You want to be in a place where the magnetic flux is off the chain so that you keep the vortex going. But they're too stupid to know that. They're pushing the space thing because they think they need to get somewhere else. I don't think they have as much time anymore. I think they thought they had more time than they do. When you get deuterated or tritiated, you are more EMF sensitive. Autism, more infertility, more neurodegeneration. And when you understand the fertility part, the leptin melanocortin pathway that controls for fertility and fecundity, that's how you know this is an extinction event. It is going after our ability to have children. Why? Because the mother spins its deuterium into the baby. The baby then deuterates all these CH3s. And remember, people that are hypermethylated, they also get cancer. So do I believe that childhood cancers are going to explode in places that have low magnetic flux? The answer is yes. And I think what governments are worried about, if this information gets out, you're going to have 8 billion people wanting to go to certain places. And then guess what? All hell's going to break loose. This is the reason why I think digital ID is in. Because they want to control people from leaving and not going international. There's going to be certain places where fucking everybody's going to go. And then remember what happens then. Then you outstrip resources. And you know what it becomes then? It becomes you two in the Pacific Ocean. He's drowning. You save him. And you're a good swimmer. He can take you down. That's how a government thinks. Remember, they're thinking about their survival. The takeaway from this is learn about your local magnetic field. And then understand this vortex is tied to this magnetic field, but it's also tied to the sun.
If people don't know, the sun drives it all and the center of the earth is connected. That's how birds can fly 3,000 miles to where they were born, or butterflies where they weren't even born can fly back to it. is the magnetic field. Tell us who the scientist is. This is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, this is Dr. Jack Cruz. He is a neurosurgeon. During his residency, and the reason why I went to go and interview him was because in his residency, he discovered MK Ultra files that were put in a place they weren't supposed to be. If you remember, Dulles had ordered all of them to be burned, all of the MK Ultra files to be burned. So he, Dr. Cruz, basically was the incipitus of the church committee hearings. It's because of his findings.
And he's since now become, he's a Bitcoin billionaire. He's consulted and talked with much of the elite. So when he was speaking in that clip there, he's speaking about what the elite have said to him quietly, privately, what he's advised medically. And when it comes down to this, he knows all of them have been preparing for this extinction event, for humanity ending. And of course, they're not approaching it to warn you and I, Alex. You know, they're not trying to tell Jesse, not telling anybody. They themselves are building bunkers. They're moving to these places like El Salvador. They're trying to get away. They're building super yachts. He said that some...
And if they, yeah, but Zuckerberg would be... So if the field's moving that for this part, but why destroy the atmosphere on top of it? What are they doing?
They're building underground bunkers. This is why all the elites are doing this. They're now, think about this. If there's going to be a mass extinction event and you're going to have to triage basically the entire planet, that means decide who is going to live and who is going to die. Now, if you're not in these safe zones, you're going to be completely radiated. Your foods, everything, all of the resources are going to be poison. You are going to have a mechanism.
But explain the mechanism. Atmosphere collapse, but also magnetic field change.
You allow the radiation to come in those areas that don't have the magnetic protection, magnetic field protection. And that's the issue.
And where are the worst areas?
Actually, the worst areas are going to be Canada, most of the United States.
So it's the North Pole down partially.
Yeah, well, interesting enough, he says the one safe place in the United States, you might not be surprised of this, is Bill Gates' territory.
Seattle.
I found that to be interesting. But you're going to have to, let's say the scenario happens, you're going to have to be able to track all of the people who are now poisoned to keep them out of your green zones. And what
and that's the
way?
Military does zombie drills for 20 years, killing zombies. They admit in the Marine Corps, we don't call it mowing down the public during collapse. We call them zombies.
Correct. Yeah. But you're going to have a mechanism to track that. And we already have it. We just disclosed that, how we can track, find this soldier, a needle in the haystack in the mountains. We've already had the technology. Why aren't they using it for good?
Well, you can see it. I've had people before anybody knew that Zuckerberg built bunkers and they were all getting yachts and the world's about to end. They're telling their wives the world's going to end. They won't tell them why. They have billionaire heads, Google wives coming and saying, yeah, everything's got to collapse. It's the end of humanity as we know it. Just accept it and shut up.
Yeah. Dr. Cruz says the elites know this. And why aren't they telling the world? Why aren't they sharing this information with humanity?
What's the timeline if their equations are right?
So he says the graph used to be like this, but the reason he couldn't sleep is because now the graph is like this. It's almost completely vertical.
It's propelling exponentially.
Yeah.
We're getting billions of years of change in years.
25 Correct. To 50 years is what he estimated.
Yeah.
Next 25 to 50 years, we could face an extinction event, if the Lord wills it.
But people that don't know all this, explain what's happening.
So what is happening is you can do this. A simple Boy Scout tool, a compass, you know when you were growing up as a child where north used to be.
It doesn't aim now.
No. It's actually...
By the way, this is not denied.
No, it's not. It's moving from west to east. Eventually, it's going to be over Russia. North will be over Russia. But what they aren't talking about is the magnetic field protection around the globe. That is just like our force field.
People that don't know, you die in minutes, even with oxygen. It's like 250 degrees, radiated. You get enough radiation in 20 minutes to kill you. Like, we won't have protection, is what you're saying.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened to Mars. You know,
that's right.
That's exactly. So basically,
and then all the space radiation filled it up.
Correct. That's exactly what Dr. Cruz is showing, and he showed me the data. He was saying that this was, you know, this transition was moving yearly at around 33.2 kilometers per year. But I went and fact-checked, and, you know, I was surprised that it was he was saying it was that high, but it's actually higher. It's at 42.3 kilometers per year. So over 120 miles per year, we're seeing that shift and a depletion in all of these magnetic fields. Now, his hypothesis is the reason we're seeing the world act so crazy and all of these diseases, weird diseases, these turbo cancers, yes, they're related to that magic jab, but it's a synergistic effect. It's because
they're like adding on to it.
Correct.
Exactly. They're nudging
correct.
It to hurry it up.
Correct. That's
because
exactly
they want less of
happened.
Us when the final collapse comes. More us already dumbed down and poisoned, so we're not fighting viable variant.
Correct. And so that is what's happening. Basically, they're
well, that's what any globalist does. They jump already on a trend.
Yeah. They're triaging the globe. Now,
well, you're a medical guy. Explain triage for people who don't know.
Well, triage. So if there's a multi-casualty incident, so if you have 100 victims, what you do is you set up green zones, yellow zones, red zones, and black zones. Black zones, those are the people who are dead. You've already said they're going to die. So you save the most that you can. And so the green zone is where you want to be. But what we're looking at in this scenario, there will only be green zones and black zones. And who decides that? And why isn't society being told this? Why can't we just unify and use our God-given gifts to come up with a solution instead of just doing this?
Well, instead, I've studied the geoengineering thing. You add this information, and other experts have said it, they're accelerating atmospheric collapse in our shield. They're like trying to make it worse.
Correct. All of this graphene oxide, all of this silicon-based materials, and even copper has been shown to show up in these vaccines. There's only one reason to do that, and that's to make every single living organism an amplifier.
So they want to fry us quickly when it happens so we're not zombying around for a while we're dying.
They don't want to fight over the resources. They want to get rid. It's a purge event. They get rid of the very zombie that might come for their house, their living. Because they're incredibly selfish, right? They're atheists. They want to live for as long as they possibly
can. Well, but it actually makes sense. If you got like 9 billion people, 10 million running around during collapse, some will be tough and live. They're going to dig you out. So go ahead and kill everybody up front before the collapse.
Oh, and they're survivors in this sense. But look, the thing they couldn't see coming is they're truth tellers, people like you. People.
Well, exactly. That's how we had them off, is exposing their plan, which they've said they want to depopulate us because the Earth, you've heard AOC and all, we die in 10 years. Well, they're being told this. Because it's happening. Are there mitigating factors? We can individually mitigate spike protein. We'll talk about that coming up, other things. But are there mitigating ways of, like, we could dig in and we could geoengineer to block it instead of geoengineering to drop the shield?
I think there are some technologies out there that we could utilize. But a lot of the technologies that can be used for good are always kept classified. They're always kept from public.
It's like the CIA tracker, the ghost member could be used to find every missing kid in the world. Think about that.
Exactly.
Overnight, we could end any missing person's report. But they're not using it for that. They're using it to kill people, kill Khomeini, or in the sense of this, rescue a pilot in Iran, but not rescue your mom or dad who's lost during a hurricane, right?
Exactly. So it's who's in charge of the technology who decides whether or not it's going to be used for good or bad. And I've always said this. But it's time we start realizing that our power is in numbers, and we need to take that control back, and we need to start utilizing and having pure transparency, because no one can use God's free will until we're dealing with absolute truth.
Amen.
Well, I agree. You were on 3 months ago saying we all have an electrochemical signature, a pulse, which I know in mainline science, the heart is this incredibly powerful electrochemical engine that starts at, when you're forming and then ends when you die, that nonstop, and it's electrochemical, and anybody knows that it can be manipulated with wireless systems. That's the whole body.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Well, it's beautiful. God knew exactly what he was doing when he created human beings. Right? And I don't trust Bill Gates, let alone any of globalist elite, to try to rework the creation. It's perfect.
Well, that's the thing, is that whatever the devil sets up for bad ends up for good if we we follow God's orders.
Amen. But he also raised us up for this time, didn't he?
I mean, at a gut level, if 9 billion people prayed to God to change the Earth's tilt and put the magnetic pole back, it would happen.
I believe it.
We have to get to that point, though. Like, we have to realize our agency. We don't just envision something and build it. We have to ask God for stuff. It's our Father.
Absolutely.
But if we won't ask, we're not going to get it.
Well, here's the craziness.
Imagine it's right there. Just ask.
Yeah. Here's the craziness in the scenario. I've always said this, and everyone's seen me out there in my fight. For the truth, particularly for those who are suffering, is that in the end, yes, they can create this AI God, and yes, they may think they're smarter than us, and yes, they may think they've won the game, but in the end, God will be the ultimate programmer. Because here's what Dr. Cruz shared. Yes, this event is going to happen, and it's accelerated, okay? But what if, when all of our protection, that force field is gone, and all that radiation is coming in, and we get hit by a solar flare, and it wipes out all the electricity in the world, guess where we're starting?
Over in the Garden of Eden.
We start over again. And that may be God's answer to this.
It fully mitigates.
Well, he says it won't be water, it'll be fire this time.
Mm-hmm.
Solar flare.
That's a very, very valid observation, yes.
So we think of it as an attack, it's a gift.
It may be.
So God's begun the countdown, and the globalists are trying to play God and block it. It's not going to work.
No. In the
Go
end,
ahead,
God
I'm sorry.
Will always win.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it? Is that God always has a counter. But as you said, Alex, the world is in such disarray. I mean, just today, for how long has Melania Trump been wanting to come forward and to scream from the mountaintop to say, I had nothing to do with anything related to Epstein, and I want...
How epic was that? She just did a Melinda Gates thing.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need to get back to absolute truth. We have spent...
Well, that's the thing. It's all evil's being exposed more and more.
Yeah. And when truth is finally exposed and we get to that singularity point of truth, it's only then that the whole world's going to be able to utilize free will in the right way.
Well, I wanted to get Matt Hayes in there. It's incredible as well. And I had some big guests tomorrow, but I'm going to cancel them if you guys can stay. Can you guys stay into 2 hours tomorrow?
Yeah, I can stay. Yeah.
What about you?
Absolutely.
All right, good. I'll get Matt in here, too. Maybe we'll do 3 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go to break, though. I want to shift into the CIA documents, ways to counter the temporal poisons, the things that are going on, because you guys have done some amazing work on that area as well. And by the way, everything he's saying, I have all the... Suddenly, since it was on 3 months ago, all this declassified documents all saying exactly what he said. It's crazy. Like, God said nothing will be hidden.
And it's been revealed now.
Yes.
Exciting times.
Did you see the preacher I had on saying, God told me to say you and Trump are God's battle axe. We can't abandon a battle axe. And then a guy pulls up and delivers us a battle axe with a note saying, God told me to send this to you. And it shows up right on time today.
Wow.
Well, you're cutting through the lies every single day.
We've never had anything like this happen. That's all real. That really happened. It was literally delivered right when he comes on and with a note saying, God told me to send this axe.
You know, I've seen that. That was just a couple of days ago. I saw that. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, everything's totally insane. We are not in Kansas anymore because we were never in Kansas. Edward Zoll and Jesse Beltran will tell you all about them when we come back. Stay with us.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!